All right, Sandy, give me one thing that stood out in your trip. What do you remember from Our Lady of Guadalupe in person?
So many things. What stood out to me was the faith in that country. They put everything into it.
So Mexico has had now 500 plus years of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and their faith is so strong. They're not the most powerful nation in the world, but when it comes to faith, it's very touching to see their devotion to God and to His Mother. The impact that she's had is tremendous. Even people comment how the Aztecs were reacting very, you know, with big, thick walls against the faith when the Spaniards came to colonize them because of all the atrocities that some of the Spaniards and the legal Spaniards were causing. Even though the Franciscans were trying so hard, they were making no headway. And in 1531, when she appeared, all of a sudden the doors opened and thousands of Aztecs recognizing in her the fulfillment of their own search for God converted to the faith. Ironically or providentially, even as the faith was kind of being crushed in Europe by the rise of the Reformation, Protestant revolt, so many Catholics were leaving their faith in the 1500s, 1517 was Martin Luther. So you got 30 years of people leaving, and all of a sudden 1531, this whole new nation is rising of newborn Catholics, baptized Christians, living their faith to the full after this apparition. We could talk so much about the details and elements, even the studies that have been done, where, you know, the details that you see in our eyes, which would be impossible for any artist to have done, certainly in the 1500s. They can't create this thing again, this image, the technique, the paint, or it wasn't paint, whatever it was, they can only copy it. They can't do it fresh. They can, you know, take pictures, redo it, and paint, whatever. Digitize it, but they cannot do what is done on that image. The light studies or whatever else, I was trying to find this today, I couldn't find it, but I remember hearing that when they did like a photo analysis, y'all know that every different color gives off a different frequency of light. I don't know, physics, okay? So there's only, you would expect how many colors in there, like five or six different colors, and yet it all shows up as one read on the photo spectrum. I'm making that up a little bit, but it sounds good. So many different things, even the way the constellations appear on her outer garment are supposedly what you would see in the December sky over the southern hemisphere, Mexico, northern hemisphere, in December, but in reverse, like inverted. But they match them up to her cloak, and so many details, not to mention the volcanoes of the map of Mexico supposedly fitting into her garment on the inside with the flowers that are there. Lots of little different details, not to mention finding roses in the frosty hilltops of Tepeyac in December. And of course, you all know the story. Juan Diego is trying to get to church, and she appears to him, and she tells him, go tell the bishop that I want to build a church here. The Mother of God wants a church here. And of course, the bishop doesn't believe Juan Diego. Neither would we probably believe this little man who says he saw the Blessed Virgin Mary wanting a church. So three times he has to go back, and the third time Juan Diego kind of doesn't want to hear the Virgin anymore. Like, she's really inconvenienced him. So instead of going east, he goes west, takes a longer route to the city, hoping she won't call him or he won't see her. Sure enough, she goes to meet him and tells him to go get the roses at the top of the hill, the different kind of Castilian roses. She puts them in his tilma. He carries the roses as that's going to be the sign for the bishop. Look, these roses in winter. He opens up his tilma, the roses fall out, and there's the image of Guadalupe on his tilma. And now it's still there 500 plus years later, which no artwork can do. The only thing I want to focus on is how Our Lady, if you think about all the apparitions that we know of Our Lady, at least the main ones, when you think of Guadalupe, Lourdes, Fatima. She calls Juan Diego my little one, my little humblest of men. And Bernadette supposedly in her testimony thanked God that she was so stupid, so small, so insignificant, for if there had been anyone more so, she would have chosen them. Our Lady chooses the small. Our Lady chooses the lowly, just like she says in her Magnificat, right? The Lord humbles the proud, but exalts the lowly. He fills them with good things, but he sends those who have much, the rich, empty away. Sends them away empty. But she goes for the small. And I just want to encourage us not to be afraid of our smallness, not to be intimidated by our smallness. When I'm just this kind of person, I don't have this status or this material benefit or this other intellectual formation or education, that's actually not a bad thing in Our Lady's eyes. And, oh, I struggle with these sins and I'm so bad, and how could I ever do anything great? It's like Our Lady says the opposite. The lower you think you are on the totem pole, the more likely it is that something's going to be done for you and especially through you for many others. Embrace that lowliness, embrace that smallness, don't hide from it. Sometimes as well, when people overcome great sins, at first they're like, oh my gosh, I could never tell this to anybody. Oh my gosh, you know, I had an abortion and what it did to me, and I can't believe I did that, and I'm such a terrible person. Over time, what we now see in hindsight, if we've been blessed to know a few of them, their sin is now their greatest testimony. And they share it with others and bring so much hope out of their greatest darkness to other people. They put out of their greatest darkness, they bring great hope to others. Don't be afraid of our smallness. Sometimes God asks great things of us. And like, oh my gosh, I could never do that. And by the way, I'm going to go right so that you don't ask me again. And try to go the long way around the hill and just don't ask me again because I'm just too small and I could never do that kind of thing. Our Lord loves the smallness. Bring it to Him. Offer it to Him. And be generous with your smallness. The Almighty does great things for His small ones. And holy is His name. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.